mater de su témoigne. Hey, the ever since moi y'a gone. Hey, wanna listen up. That's all that I wanna see. People in unity.
Yeah, man.
Is this for you and for me?
Boom, touch one out the Anama City.
Let true peace reign.
Say the only righteousness.
Perfect love harmony. Is this for you and for me?
Hey, truly, and that's why me sing, sing, me sing, sing. The only pal up and only pal joy when me bring, when me sing, 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 sing. Say hello to the benches and that's how this is strings. When me sing, sing, me sing, sing. Me talk about the love, it seems like in the strings. When me sing, 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 say. Love back at the swing, it at the ending.
That's all that I wanna see. People in unity.
Hola.
It's best for you and for me.
Catch one out the Anama City.
Let true peace reign in the
only
streets.
Righteousness.
Perfect love harmony.
Yeah.
It's best for you and for me.
Yo, hey, hold on, boom. When me talk about the love, not that no funny love. No goopy love, it happy with the blessed love. Me talk about the peace, a bun and piece of cheese. I'm talking about the genuine peace, ka. Me tell you myself.
Greetings to Sonia 58.
Blood running, now you the same blood running.
Making myself rough next, Shimila.
Say we are one big family.
This is the voice of Torch. All I want to see on the Stop the Fussing and Fighting rhythm.
Let our
fingers crossed if I say hello. Torch, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Bless up yourself, King. Can you come a little closer to the microphone? I'm sure you're not shy.
All right. Yeah, hear me now?
Yes, man. Yes, man. You okay?
All right. Definitely. All right.
Good, good. How's the weather treating you? What you have today?
Well, it kind of cloudy down here, you know, but it's still all good.
Okay, okay. We have a bit of sunshine in the latter half today, but this morning was thunder and lightning.
Yeah, I saw you post it on Facebook and I was like, wow, you know. But despite the weather and all, you know, we urge the people to stay strong.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Well, you probably hear I just played a track, All I Want to See, and it's kind of appropriate here. What kind of thing you want to see with your people?
Well, definitely, like in the song that you heard, you know, I want to see love, peace, and unity.
Yes, man.
You know, definitely, I feel that love is the key, because love is the way that you connect with a next person, emotionally and spiritually.
Yeah.
And just imagine if everybody can connect in love. They have not to be intimate.
Yes.
But just brotherly and sisterly love. And have that real love for each other. Just imagine where the world could be like.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Well, it's good to hear you say that. I'm curious about the journey you've taken to get to today. And how your philosophy on life and music has changed. You've been in the business, something like 10 years and more?
Yeah. Yeah, college, 10 years and some months.
Okay. And where you start out?
Well, actually, I started out as an engineer.
Okay.
At Blackroot Studio.
Right.
And, that is where I was. And, you know, in my little spare time, I usually lock myself in the studio and voice up my own little stuff and keep it to myself.
Oh, right.
You know, one day I was working on a particular project because I was trying to get like a demo tape out. At that time, it was like cassettes.
Yes.
It wasn't even CDs.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was trying to get a demo tape out just to play for myself, for my own amusement.
Yes.
And a fellow veteran artist, Shalom, he was passing by the studio and I heard a loud bang on the door. And when I pulled the door, he just walked past me and he head straight to the box and he was looking at and he was like, who you voicing? And I was like, that was me. And myself, for real? And he said, don't kid me. And I was like, no, I'm not kidding you. And he said, all right, well, if it's really you, give me something. And, you know, I kind of sound a little thing and make him hear. And I said, Jano, you if you take it on a professional level.
Yeah.
And yeah, from that, I just pick it up and run with it. My first recording was with Clyde Sinclair. He's the OC of Big Stone. Recording. Yeah. And from there, I was around doing a couple of road shows with Big Stone because he had a band at the time. And, you know, exploring the different places and getting to expose my talent, you know, that was one of the opportunities that I wouldn't let by so easily, and he provided it for me.
Right, so,
I went ahead and, you know, I did my stuff. After a while, Big Stone came off the road because it was just like island thing. So after a while, you know, we have been through like everywhere, through every little ghetto and all the different places within like the 14 parishes of Jamaica, typically.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, and then after that, I was like at home, you know, not really doing nothing. I was like back to square one, actually,
okay,
to be honest. And yeah, all I did was add the tapes, same way. And a friend of mine who was following the thing at that time and was interested, he was passing by. His name is Mark Benjamin. In fact, he was here today, he was trying to catch a piece of the interview, but he had to run.
Oh, okay.
He was a person who introduced me to Donovan Germain from Penthouse.
Okay.
And from there is where I start my musical chart.
Okay, and you changed your name a couple times or even three times along the way, is that right?
Yeah, because it's kind of funny still. Please don't laugh. The first name I come up with when I was at Black Roots, it was Singing Honey.
Singing Honey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, when I met Clyde Big Stone Sinclair, it was like, Singing Honey, no. And it was like, you need some, because your type of vibes is like, it's like smooth and chilling for the ladies, but it have a little hard side to it. So we'll go for Honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I used that name for like 2-3 years. And after that, now, I started having problems because Tony Rebel Brother also had the name typically close to mine. He's Honeycomb,
oh,
and I'm Honeycomb.
Okay.
Yes, so sometime with the shows and all that was a big confusion.
Okay.
And yeah, so when I met Donovan Germain, that was one of the issues that we had to put on the board and get changed. And it was so ironic that it's Tony Rebel that gave me that name, Torch.
Okay.
Yeah, he came by the studio today and Germain not even letting him know that I have the name like him, brother. And so just out of the box, they say, yo, Tony, what do you think about the youth? And he might say, oh, he's blazing like a torch. And that was it.
Right,
and that's,
right.
Yeah.
So finally you dropped the honey thing.
Okay, so
you start out, yes, with Big Stone, and you're grateful for the support that Clyde Sinclair offered you and kind of schooling. You're not the one of those that rise up through the church and you ever move with a sound system or anything like that?
Well, I've been through all of that, church, sound system. Because I used to when I was younger, you know, when you're in mama and papa house, you have to go to church.
Yes, yes.
So I never something where you could skip out. And in my teen years, I was like the leading vocalist in the youth choir.
Okay, okay.
And so yeah, but after growing up and leaving school and my life took a different turn, and you know, my mom died.
Okay.
And then my whole world just kind of fall apart
right,
for a little instant. And like for a year or so, basically, Torch was in Wonderland.
Okay.
You know, yeah, because I lived with her and she was like my soul guardian. So
right,
I didn't really have a soul to really turn to. So it kind of really messed with my meds.
Okay.
At the time, but Jah helped me to overcome. I took myself back through school by working at some little places, 9-to-5 jobs, and saving some money. And I took myself back to school, After leaving school, that's where I took on Black Roots, because at the time they were changing from 24 tracks over to Pro Tools. And I had the computer technology with all the Pro Tools learning that I had from school, how to operate it.
Okay, so it was a, it, whilst it was a misfortune or some a big event, a negative event in your life, you put the time off, you put that to good use, and it was it come to fruition as soon as you join up with, who is it?
With Black Roots. Black Roots was my first place, as I told you. I was the engineer there, and then from I got that little motivation from Shalom, I just took it and run with it, and I've been doing music from ever since.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to take a little pause to take some take on some music.
Yeah.
Because everybody would know you have a big tune, one of the biggest tunes for 2012, I guess. It dropped out last year.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you're mindful of what comes next, and I'm sure everybody else is as well. So we've got the big tune put to one side for now, and we're going to look to the future. And many thanks to you. You provided me with a couple tracks that will be following on from Real Reggae Music. Now this one, the first one I'm going to draw, it named Columbus, Burning Spear.
Yeah. This production, it's like a tribute to living legends, because you know sometimes we don't really get to pay tributes, and when you see the tributes, it's like after they pass and gone.
Yeah.
So Burning Spear was one of my favorites when I was growing up, and I considered doing this tribute to him in early times before he passed away, and you know, we have no more Burning Spear. This is a Triple L production, and it's coming from In Trenchtown, a studio from In Trenchtown.
And skanking out the shout box, large up dads.
Yes,
the promoters putting some vital links in the shout box. Torch, what make you choose this particular track from Burning Spear, and how you feel that you approach it? How much leeway did you give yourself to go away from the original style?
Well, It's a matter of just showing people a different side of Torch. You know, it's just one of those things. So you can't expect anything from the fire. I bring love and peace and harmony as a fire in music.
Okay, okay. And how was it difficult to choose one particular Burning Spear, or this one stood out? You love this one?
No, actually, it wasn't me who chose the song. This song was chosen by the OC of Triple L Production. He's Arville Studdard. Okay. He was the person who chose the song. He gave me two songs. I still have one to complete. I think I'll be doing a culture song, the artist culture, in the future, so people can look out for that too. I and I a Conqueror, that is the name of it. He chose two songs for me, and I being a Burning Spear fan, I don't really care about which song in particular. It was just a song, and I love the song.
Yeah.
I love the rhythm. It was a easy bounce, cool, and it is just a lovely song.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's a part of history, so I sang that song.
That's good. Just that's good. It certainly goes down well here. You got enough positive response in our shout box. This is kind of like the next chapter of your career. You know, when you book up with Donovan Jermain, is that right?
Yeah.
And actually,
when I met up with Donovan Jermain, everything changed. I got my first number one in France, Quality Time.
Right.
I think it's on my album that I have now. Yeah. Yes. It is. I did that, and then after that, then I went on tour. I did a lot of tours, touring with Buju all around the world. We did some Caribbean countries like St. Martin, St. Kitts. We did Barbados, we did Trinidad, and then we took on the U.S. I went pretty much everywhere except like California and a couple more places. But, okay. So that was basically my musical chart until Buju had his little misfortune.
Yeah.
And then everything kind of back to square one. We were back in the studio working on songs, and that was when we came up with the album. We added some new tracks to what is already out there that people know already, and we call it Ever Burning Flame.
Okay. And working with Donovan, what kind of guidance, what kind of benefit you get from being in close to the camp?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of benefit. I mean, during the process of this whole 10-year, I've been through artist development, where, you know, the different stages. And so people have differences, and as an artist, you have to learn how to meet the people, speak with the people, and it's not always about you, so you can't take everything personal, and everything that someone say, you take it upon yourself, and okay. And you're off and you're puff. So you have to learn them things that, you know, say, the fans will always say what they want to, and act how they want to, is you have to approach the fans them with love. And a different part of that, I learn about music, taking scales, and because sometimes the music, when you're doing a song, you strike a note here, there's an active higher note that actually illuminates the song and changes it.
Yes.
It's something different than otherwise when you would be just singing and you just take some ordinary notes, as they say. So it is like studying keys and chords, and, you know, basically that is all, you know, how you watch things from YouTube, you watch fellow artists,
yes,
and so on. Before I even start performing, like opening for like Buju at certain stage shows and certain venues, I had to watch how he did it on stage, both locally and overseas. So it was a growing process.
Yes.
And yeah, so all of those things really groomed me for now, and I think I'm ready for the world.
Yes, I believe so.
Definitely.
It looked like, you know, the recent months, maybe 12 months, has seen a tipping point. You know, your career could go very, very big from here, don't?
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to be boastful, because I'm not a boastful person or a high person. That's why I never said definitely for sure touch is going to hit. And I'm a much humble person, and I'm full of humility. So I leave it to the people, and I thank them for sticking with me through the years. All who have followed touch, all who ever play a touch, all whoever listen to a touch, all whoever request a touch, and still who we don't know, I still invite them to come blaze some fire over the touch side.
Well, I'm gonna blaze some fire right now. One of your tracks that you just mentioned, Quality Time, one of your first European number ones, that's all?
Yeah.
Greetings and welcome if you're just joining us. It's Yendis in conversation with Torch.
Dial your number, cause I could swear I heard everybody calling me from over yonder. Say no more, girl, Torch will be there to rescue you. Cause you say you love me and you miss me so much. Oh girl, right now me would that love squeeze you up. I know that you've been longing for some tender touch. I know you worry, I'll be over in a rush. Alright, before the sun appear, I'll be there at your front door. Just for sure, we give it to you strictly hardcore. Me not join the funny team, me rubber dogs, them yellow. See, they know she all have a load for more. She love me the most, with me she never feel insecure. Love like never before, me have the pleasure tour. Me explore the room, the bed, the dresser to the floor. Now she's going crazy for my love, just through the quality time. The woman them need, no one no lazy boy fi come a buck and a sleep. Now she tired of the one day a week, so she give me. I'm just the type of man where she need is just the quality time. The woman them want, anytime them said them ready, don't you tell them you can't. No, that's who she will be calling the time.
One of the
I have to pull that one up back to the top. Big up yourself, Queen Easy. Boom bang in the show box. Fucking tackle quality time coming from Torch.
Lady, dial your number, cause I could swear I heard your body calling me from over yonder. Say no more, girl, that will be there to rescue you. Cause you say you love me and you miss me so much. Oh girl, right now me would that love squeeze you up. I know that you've been longing for some tender touch. I know you worry, I'll be over in a rush. Alright, before the sun appear, I'll be there at your front door. Just for sure, we give it to you strictly hardcore. Me not join the funny team, me rubber dogs, them gather. See, they know she all have a load for more. She love me the most, with me she never feel insecure. Love like never before, me have the pleasure tour. Me explore the room, the bed, the dresser to the floor. Now she's going crazy for my love, just through the quality time. The woman them need, no one no lazy boy fi come a buck and a sleep. Now she tired of the one day a week, so she give me. I'm just the type of man where she need is just the quality time. The woman them want, anytime them said them ready, don't you tell them you can't. No, cause soon she will be calling the touch, just see on and keep her warm then.
Big tune that, you know, touch.
Give thanks, you know.
Well, you mentioned that you know, today's Torch is a conscious and positive and bringing love and unity. But you know, your career has followed a path, and it never used to be so. Is that right?
Well, definitely, I was conscious, but I was more on the lover's rock side, as you could hear, because that song is like from in 2004. I heard you play a song earlier, Look at This World.
Yes.
That was also in 2004. And the song All I Wanted to See, that was a long time song that I did. And then iFreaka came and she did the song on it and it hit. Yes. And then Donovan Jermaine put out that rhythm.
Okay.
So,
but I'm thinking about when you first took up the mic, you know, back in the day, you know, it wasn't always so positive.
No, it wasn't. Because actually, the same Big Stone that I came to meet again a couple years down further in my life, because as I told you, when I lost my mother, and so Torch went down a dark path, to be honest with the people. I kind of lose my way, and then I started to follow some bad company and leak head. So the type of songs them did that come out of my mind at that time was pure destruction.
Right.
As I would see it, some gun lyrics and this and that and Skull for Bore and all of them things there. And I was at one of those shows where Big Stone was, and when him hear the wailing of my voice, or me come across, when I came off the stage, he met me backstage. And he said, youth, you know, you can do different if you just turn and do culture songs, because you have a powerful voice that can reach the people.
Right.
And
right.
That was my turning point. Because I'm a person, I love to take advice. And advice not really hurt me, because I can try it, and if it don't suit me, I can easy well say, all right, do my own thing.
Right.
But I love to listen. So I took his advice and I did my first culture song, and it so ended up that when I met him back a couple years, I did my first culture song by him.
Okay. So you've gone through the transition from the kind of gangster style to the more conscious. And as an artist and as a person, does that affect you differently? You hold yourself differently? What would you say?
No, not really, because being like a victim of the system, where you get caught up in certain things, you see a lot of things. You lose a lot of friends and a lot of family cry and weeping and mourning, sleepless nights, and all of those things, where all of them menus were involved being on the gangster side.
Yeah.
Give thanks to God, we never really take nobody life yet, and we never really do them type of things there. But we did a follow some people where we just never did a go the right way. And I figure say Jah took him time and just clear them out and apart. Cause me I say are good friends, many of them died, many are in jail now today and them serving some tall stretch. And those things were like sign to my eyes.
Yes.
Because it's a thing that my mother usually teach me before she passed on, is that take sleep and mark death. So what happened to a next man not supposed to happen to me? So I see all those things happening around me, then is a time for shuffle up and make a change.
Okay. And was that difficult, because you'd have to turn your back on your friend and such?
Yeah, well, it did kind of difficult, but it's a choice when we make, and it was a sacrifice to the better. So
I was just going to say that a lot of your music is inspired by what you see around you, you know, and your background, you know, is colored what you sing about. Are you?
Yeah. Many things that you hear us sing about. I think I gave you a song called Blazing. That is one of the new tracks that I'm supporting. Those tracks are the tracks that are going out after good reggae music.
Yeah.
And That speaks about our political system, and you know the things that people were poor face on a daily basis, and me probably we face it different, but me know people face it with the system all across the world.
Yeah.
In their own like a different time, hardship, can't find food for the youths, clothes, many people homeless. And it's just a sad situation,
right.
And that's why I sing, because as long as I live, I bring forth the truth to the people, and I hope that, like how I take sleep and mark that and shuffle up, I hope so the people them open up them eyes to the truth and start realize and don't play blind and shuffle up.
Babylon, look how much people who know murder. Dirty deeds, mate, they're gonna not take it no further.
Big up Sony 58, Hilton Lodge up. Pick up yourself, Dags.
And I think that the fire keep blazing, blazing. Fireman never know be nerd as the equator keep turning, turning. Babylon, me said there be no escape, and the fire is burning, burning. Gonna wrap the people up, them life worth. So the fire is blazing, blazing. Fire blazing, them wicked. Oi, you rap and take it for yourself. Me see clear, so my eyes you care for nobody else. You leave the youths them suffering. Either way the wealth. Now you have the people stacking like some buckles on a shelf. Now the youths them start rebel. The place done in a hell. Copper beat, blood a leak. Many injured, many dead. Oh, beg your feel us in a this your time. Me dread Rastafari. Just go take over with Edgar. Pull up the youths. Pull up the
I'm going to pull that one back and start it again, Todd. You get enough positive response right here in the show.
Give thanks.
Yeah, man, I say how you sound humble. Hilton is really feeling your vibes, and this tune, man, it kind of grows on you, you know. Let me run the tune.
Babylon, look up,
nice up Queen Easy.
No murder, on a dirty
real touch in the show box.
Me no want no money.
Track entitled Blazing.
And I think the fire keep blazing, blazing. Fireman a burn up in earth as the equator keep turning, turning. Babylon, me said there be no escape, and the fire is burning, burning. Wanna wrap the people up, them life worth, so the fire is blazing, blazing. Fire blazing, them wicked. Oh, you rap and take it for yourself. Me see clear, so my eyes they care for nobody else. You leave the youths them suffering. Either way the wealth. Now you have the people stacking like some buckles on a shelf. Now the youths them start rebel. The place done in a hell. Copper beat, blood a leak. Many injured, many dead. Oh, beg your fee help us in a this your time. Me dread Rastafari. Just go take over with Edgar. So me beg the youth to step up in a this. And no fall up a bill and I go get wine up in a this. Me burn a waganis and me burn no politics. Touch the ever burning flame. Me keep the fire blazing, blazing. Fireman a burn up in earth as the equator keep turning, turning. Babylon me said there be no escape, and the fire is burning, burning. Wanna wrap the people of them life worth, so the fire is blazing, blazing. Fire is a blazing.
Well, I think you got the knack about this making music thing, Torch. It looks like everything that you're releasing right now has got a vibe.
Yeah, you know, well, me created for the people, because I feel say I'm speaking the truth, even if it costs my life don't means nothing. If I come and I know something and I hide it away from the people, it don't really make no sense. So therefore many other people are gonna come go down the same way, and we're gonna keep having the same system and nothing not change. So we have to create that change, and that's me.
Okay, and you know, it's like you have a mission, and that is clear and set. Is that right?
Yeah, man, definitely. Because in this time, the people really need it. Media have a way of overflooding the people, and the type of music where I feed to the youths them cause many of them to turn criminals. And I now really now say we don't have a part for playing it, because who will listen to the music and make it be a part of them life when them listen to gangster music? And so them just as fool as the person who will put out the music like that. Me now try for bash no person, you know. Yeah. But look at it. Every time if you see something play every day, that's all you learn, and it take on to your door. Yeah. So if you hear a song playing every day about self shoot, and you in a yourself, you feel like a bad person and you have your little gun, probably you might just go and shoot somebody if them this because you're listening to that song and it influences you.
Yes.
So I tell you them where now where I sing the song, them are all the fellow artists, them where I listen, all of them across the world. Watch your tongue, remember the youths, them are the future, and whatever you're putting at them ears, them a go and listen. Don't feel say them a fool.
It seems to me that you know, for a number of years, the dancehall style and the gangster style was on the rise, you know, in Jamaica and elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
But I get the feeling that, you know, you and a few others are the soldiers in a more conscious army that's coming. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, this is a positive light. Chronix, Kibaka, Esco Levi, I myself, RC, and so many others, we are blaze the fire for righteousness. We're not really bash the dancehall, but all I'm saying is that is a type of music that I feel says just grown people for listening. So dancehall, I tell you, I'll give you a little history if we have a little time.
Go on.
Dancehall was created from reggae. Dancehall is not even like something where they say a music. Dancehall was a place where you go and listen music, and that is somewhere out Admiral Town near Tarrington Bridge there, so across from Bembo Street. That is a little bit from Jonestown. The whole place connected back in Trenchtown. That was a place where you go and you listen music, and that was the dancehall,
right,
where people go into and then went and listened to music. Now them branch it off and them turn it and them say cause the fast beat, so them just say yeah, dancehall and reggae. I love dancehall because I don't have nothing against it, because I love the experience with the music. So probably you might hear a dancehall coming from Touch, yes, probably sometime in the future, but we want the people them for just listen to the music, and please don't make it be a part of your life.
Yeah.
Because I can't stop a man from sing whatever gangster music he want, because it is like a part of society, a different brand. You have that type of people, that type and that type here. So everybody have them type of music where them like. So we now try to change that. But at the same time, do not take the music unto yourself. Just know, say it is for having fun, and it is lovely and it is nice and it sounds good, but it is nothing for take personally and go and hurt another.
That's true, but it's hard for people to realize that when they don't get that message as clearly as the bust your gun, make sure it's 9 inches long or whatever, you know. The messages that people are receiving too often don't promote a positive lifestyle. Not true.
Yeah, but and look at it now. Everybody don't really mind until trouble is at their door.
Right.
So you and I, we laugh, and all those people are singing the gun music and promote it and that. What so if one day the gun so happens to turn upon you or one of your family? You're going to cry and you go ball and you say, oh God, people wicked and them shouldn't have done it. But it's the same season where you sow, you're reaping back,
right,
manifesting
right
in physical form.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's why it's so important for you, people like you, you know, listeners and the buy-in public to follow you and to support people like you. And as you mentioned, Esco and enough other artists we could mention. We'll support them things so that they come to the fore and, you know, present a positive option for people, you know, when they're influenced by music.
Yeah. I don't just want to just do music for the people, you know, because one day I have to say goodbye to this earth. And in my lifetime, if I share riches and wealth should come from my career, because we need it. I have youths, I have two daughters, and so I'm not going to play like, say, we don't want some fortune out of it. But at the same time, we want to teach the people them. And I hope, say, before my lifetime, because I know, say, one day that going to happen, but I want to leave a legacy of music for the people them, that them can live from and abide by it.
Right.
And, yeah.
Well, I'm curious now that we're kind of on the subject, you know, you was probably listening for a little while before my show and listen Tragic, and you know, you listen to me play a few tunes. I'm wondering if you're in Jamaica now and you're listening to the radio, what kind of music you tune into?
Well, you have different type of, no, like daytime is like drive time, prime time, so you normally, you have a mixture. And Fame, I think Kirk Riley would be playing now. He has a mixture of, like, you have a little soca, and then after that, you have a little reggae, and then you have a little dancehall, and then a little hip-hop.
Okay.
And Unlike Irie FM, you know, it's like a reggae station, so you'd hear reggae. When you touch evening time like this, you have like DJ Sunshine and the rest. They have like dancehall playing. And you have a couple more, but basically you have good music that plays on station, because they're trying to curve the type of music that plays on the station down here now.
Is it?
Yeah.
So the government stepping in singers and artists association, or who's driving that?
Yeah, you have this new organization that came in, and they are a part of the broadcasting system, and I figure that now they're trying to change a few things, because they see the type of influence that certain stuff coming out in the media can really do to a person. Yes. And how it can have effect on a person. So they're trying to curb all that right now. So even when you're making your videos and so, you can't have too much of the waistline and girls whining and batty riders and all those type of stuff anymore in it. You have to keep it kind of clean, the less sexual. And if you like going on TV, you can't sing certain type of like music where would that be like seductive or persuasive type of arguments in your type of music, like it leading to a certain type of thing. So you have to be careful of all those stuff now. So,
and the artists, them obey and abide by this new direction?
Well, basically, you don't really have a choice.
Okay.
Because when you go to the shows, artists will still be themselves and probably while out and say a few stuff, but after you do it, you get charged for it, because police is at every major event. So whatever profanity you use, you pay a fine for it.
Wow.
Or you serve some time in jail.
Wow. And you feel it would have a positive effect over time?
Well, I'm going to be frank.
Okay.
All right. All of these music, and so we have been listening to it all these years before, and everybody knew the effect that it would have on society, because if you're listening certain type of music and you see where it is leading, you know where the effect where it's gonna have, then why you have it being the front pedestal of Jamaica? All these bad music and sexual music where I tell little young girls them to do all sorts of things and lead enough young youths astray and all of that. And then after the tree big like this, now you're coming in to try to chop with the tree and leave enough youths where they bust off of the same little dirty tree where you did sow.
Yeah.
And that them I use to feed them family.
Yeah.
And them not going to stop doing it, because that's where the people know them for.
Yes.
And that's how them know how to make for them bread. How you try to curve something where you make get out of hand.
Right. I see. So, there's some winners, you might say, but there will be some losers, because as you say, they build a career around a certain style and now they ban the style.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it kind of limits your words, and if you even make a song raw, you know, saying the dance hall, then we play the raw version. But on the radio, typically, if you want to go any form of radio media or TV land, you basically have to clean up your act.
Right, right. I did read somewhere that they was pushing to make the event organizers label their event, you know, according to the film censor. You know, if you market adults only, or, you know, for 13 and under, whatever, you know, give them category so that people know what they're going to get when they enter the venue. You see me?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Because if something don't happen already and you can't change it, the only way to curve it is implement stuff that the youths them can't really get to it. So certain type of music, as I said earlier, you know, say you go certain places and you know, say this is what you get when you go there. So if you want a little passa, or you want a weddy, you go to those places and you know, say it have them type of things the way you love.
Yes.
but don't really promote it everywhere because you have to still be mindful of the kids. You have some artists, them go to certain places and kids even in at the session and them they even mindful of the kids them there and them say anything and do anything.
Right. Okay, well, it's still very interesting because, you know, we don't really get to get the full understanding outside the island, but we, you know, at the same time concerned about these things through a radio station and we deal mainly in reggae.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But I see it as a, you know, a positive thing, you know, in that you can market your material better if you market as a family-orientated, you know. You can be, you know, people can be a little bit more sure that that's what it means and don't stumble into the dance, you know, where they don't really want to be.
Yeah, I think it would be good. You know?
Yeah.
And I think we're on a verge for change, but the people them are with it too. And then the system is a whole different thing, Yendis. And we don't have time to get into that. So it's been a hard thing than a lot of people in some unfortunate spot. I wonder if it can get better when people keep on suffering like that.
Yes. A hungry man is an angry man.
Definitely.
All right. Well, let's take a little break here and listen some more music. I got Always Alert on the on my mixer right now. Where did this one come from?
It's from in Germany. Yard Art Production.
All right. Big up to Hakan. Up to Torch.
It's so long.
Big up to Promote and some nice picks in the shout box.
Give thanks if all right works.
Big up yourself, Anna Hazer E56.
Hey.
Panda Quattro Seta Dua Trey.
Sun arise, I arise. Give thanks in life. Reference me what we black woman and me child. Wicked in a might, offer me life. But still I see I said the victory am I. Words of Marcus, yeah, we never die. Every wicked of his stand aside. When the warriors have stepped on fleas and parasite. Defend the truths and the rights. And always alert, fireman a burn. Gideon put a figure shot did pander. Can do still I see I words. Heal mama hurt. Man I know do me so me vice a fear. Me a represent. Be a light for the people.
Still I see people.
Yeah. Free them from evil. So when we get to where we go leave every slum. Rasta man a go beat the kete jumper.
Babylon them a feed from people flesh. I have to burn the fire. Babylon a feed all
them. And them me chat with the fire lamp and grow. Touch now go partial, go response fee none. Wobia mami bunny half of the chilo. Corruption I ya bunny done. Always alert, fire man a bird. Giddy yam boot a figure chat the pander. Lucilla see I works. Yell mama hurt. Man a no do me so me vice a fear. Me a represent, yeah. Be a light for the people. People.
Yes, man, making some music that sounds from an artist who's mature, someone who's comfortable and established. Would that be right to describe you?
I can say, you can definitely say that. I've come a long way. You know, we work, we take advice and we build out the craft. We have many disappointments and we took it the right way and, you know, get stronger.
Yes. And would you say over the years your voice has changed? Did you do any work on it?
I think it's just getting older.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say. And then, you know, from time goes on and so you get more confident singing and more comfortable and then you can try different stuff and really experiment and give it your all and see what you can do.
yes, yes, yes. And you see, you know, space ahead of you for more development. You know, how you feel you are as a lyricist. You know, you find that easy? How that go?
Well, well, I definitely see space for improvement because I never get comfortable. So I always listen to the people because sometimes you do some things and you know the art, the people there, they have their views and then they say something to you and then you have to go home and you consider it and you go back to the drawing board.
Right.
And then you just start over and because it's like to me, if somebody give me like a negative like a negative response,
yeah,
I'm like a person like I want to prove them wrong. So
okay,
hear what? All right, you say that next time when you see me, you don't I gotta have nothing to say. Right. You just come and say yes, well done. That is what I want to see.
Right.
So yeah. So that is me. So there's always space for improvement, and I always keep on working at my craft.
Yes.
I'm always trying new stuff so people can just look out for just music. Because when I grew up listening to a lot of different music, like the country music, the jazz, and may I talk like foreign music,
yeah,
the R&B. And so from the way back when, from the Smokey Robinson, the Temptation, the Beatles, and all of those, the Drifters, because back in the days when I was younger, like 13, before my mother passed, and I was in the club, Little People's and Team Players Club, we did a lot of those sing-overs, sang, put on performance shows in the Ward Theatre downtown. And we did even the Jackson 5, like the early songs them.
Right.
And back in the days, yeah. So I was familiar with all those songs from those times when I was growing up. And then further on, I start listening to some Berries and some Luciana. And then it just keep growing and getting wider. You know, I have the Burning Spear, and I have the Dennis Brown, and I have the Uri, I have the Barry Brown. Yeah, we can just name names all day because that's just how the thing they go. I will listen and then Black Roots, we then get familiar with the studio and readings, and we know all of them readings are just by art.
Right.
And so it was a growing transition for me. So people can expect music and a lot of music, just all on.
Just hearing what you're saying there, you know, the artist that you're talking about, and you know, I pick up a certain passion in what you're saying. I don't know what would you say. Yeah. Does it contribute to what we see now? You know, your appreciation of what went before. You know, and maybe got some of the recordings or so on and so on. Does it matter whether you know these artists when you're making music today?
Sure, I would love to meet all of those great legends, although I don't know if I'm going to be able to meet all of them, but they mean so very much to the music. All of the people them were peer them Jews before my time. And so I thank you all for what you do for the music. Because when I listen, that is my growing experience, and I listen so many different music, and it get me through so many times. Words and songs have helped me through so many times when I was feeling down. And that's why when I sing music, I want it to have the same passion and the same feeling like the people them before. So probably it can motivate somebody and lift them up from whatever they might feel at the present time and make them feel better about themselves.
Cool. All right. Well, that's great. You know, the other thing that I'm curious about is you know, the motivations for a particular track. You know, Jamaica, you know, on the world stage has some positive images that you come to people's mind, probably about sprinters, but a lot of negative images as well. You know, how people see Jamaica, is that of concern to you?
Well, basically, people will be people, Yendis, and they might go see it in their own eyes. I see life different, all right? And I wish that everybody in Jamaica could see it like how I see it. But unfortunately, everybody now go see it the same way. Some people are go have them views, some people are go continue being blind, and some people are go just keep going down the slippery path. I don't mindful of all that. I just want to sing some music, and I hope that it get played, and the people them just take in the message, because one way or the other, if it them no reach them, because sometimes, as me tell you early, when the tree kind of big, it kind of hard for chop down.
Yeah.
So people get stubborn. So I sing for the younger generation, the little youths them were growing up, because of them, I become the victim of rape and molestation. I'm sorry if I even said that. I don't know if it is appropriate for go over here, but me just advise my mind. Yeah. It's always the youths them feeling it. Everybody in them own selfish ways think about themselves and them forget about the children. I have youths, and I want to see them prosper. I know everybody want to see them youths prosper. You get what I'm saying? So it's time for, I just hope, say, when I sing the music, it reach the youths them.
Yeah.
And then we'd have a brighter future.
Well, that seems to, as I say, relate to this track I got in front of me, Welcome to Jamaica. You know, it's important, as I said, you know, to try and put over the positive sometimes, if not more times than the negative, you see me?
Yeah, I'm so proud to be a Jamaican, you know. Black, gold and green. Don't representing, whoa, hey. From rivers and to mountains, mountains, from Kentis. So proud and so free, so hear me now. Welcome to the Isle of Crystal, sun and blue water. Bring your family, come get the yam and the banana, eh? Get the jelly with the coconut water. That island in the sun in God, which was only Jamaica, eh?
Well, that's what I was just saying. I was saying that, you know, sometimes you have to put forward the positive side of Jamaica, make people hear it, probably more so than the negative side, just to redress the imbalance. You see me?
Well, as me tell you quickly before you squeeze back the tune again, it is always good to promote, cause good things happening in Jamaica, a lot of good things, but I don't know what's wrong with media and have to sell the bad side of things and tragical things, and you know, it's just always negative elements. Good things that happen around the world just the same way, but them is a way of keeping the people in fear. Wow. And make them feel, yes, it is a mentality. When you watch something and say, you see something, look away, and them tell you something, and Lord, you're fretting at yourself, and you say, whoa, what we are going to do here now?
Yeah.
It's just some of them type of vibes there, and the media. So where I urge the people them to do is fight more for make the good things them show.
Right.
If you have good talent and you know it, just come out and represent for goodness, because a good over evil will say all the time.
Yeah, I'm so proud to be a Jamaican, you know. Black, gold and green. Hey, don't representing, whoa, hey. From rivers to mountains, mountains, from countries to the sea, yeah. Jamaica land of beauty, hey. We so proud and so free, so hear me now. Welcome to the Isle of Crystal, sun and blue water. Bring your family, come get the yam and the banana, hey. Get the jelly with the coconut water. That island in the sun in God, which was only Jamaica. Looking for a belly full, just check the menu. And if you love to party, well, there are lots of venue. So right, come, cause the nice scandal. Excitement, lots of fun, and jam down in a lump sum. So, welcome to Jamaica, yo. Oh, hey, come and be love real right. Feel right, in a jam down every time.
I think I'm gonna end up loving this tune, you know, Touch. Mm.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you.
I'm so proud to be a Jamaican.
Big up yourself, Hilton.
Black, gold and green.
Bless up yourself, Dag.
Touch and present.
Second title, Welcome to Jamaica.
From rivers to mountains, mountains, from countries to the sea, yeah. Jamaica land of beauty.
so proud and so free. So hear me now.
Welcome to the Isle of Crystal Sun and Blue Water. Bring your family, come, come get the yam and the banana, eh? Get the jelly with the coconut water. That island in the sun in God, which is only Jamaica. Looking for a belly full, just check the menu. And if you love to party, well, there are lots of venue. So welcome, got the nice scandal. Excitement, lots of fun, and jam down in a lump sum. So welcome to Jamaica, yo. Oh, and come and me love real west, feel right in a jam down every time. Some soul searching, purify yourself and take a shot of a bucket. Or a picnic with your girl up on the blue mountain. And you can turn up the thing and take it over nickel. Hey, release the stress, relax your mind and calm your nerves. If you love the party, yes, we got the best. You talk about the best song, yes, we got the best girls. And it's the place to be, make sure you find the next bird. So, welcome to Jamaica.
Wow, some great music in store for your fans after the wave from real reggae music, good reggae music is over. Some really nice tunes ready to drop, but wow, can't stop Seso.
Well, I have a lot more in store. This is just a tip. That's why I urge my fans just stay tuned and listen and be positive all the while. All right, Tosh got a lot more music for you. Just listen.
You're feeling confident about your craft now. You know, it seems to be coming over. You seem to have the knack of catching a nice melody, and you're blending the lyrics in very well, like a seasoned professional. You see me?
Yeah. I have to give thanks to everybody that came along the way and really made Tosh a difference. You know, because as me say, every day is a chatting. You meet people and you hear them views, and we connect with the people, and I give them all a big thank you. Thank you a million times over and over for making Tosh the person that he is today.
Well, I'm sure all those who have been involved really appreciate that. I'm sure a lot of people are going to appreciate that track, Welcome to Jamaica, presenting a positive face to it, as if, you know, that's Jamaica. And that's the way it should be. The next area, I got one more tune I want to play, least one more tune I want to play, but I just wanted to get your view, because you're based in Jamaica, and it's obvious that, you know, you're working with production houses in different parts of the world. How you check the difference between, say, Jamaica and Europe, you know, different places, Germany and Italy, and so on?
Well, basically it's no different. All right? It's just music all across the world.
Right.
I got a chance to travel and be in a lot of places, and it's just earth and people. I see places, when I go in the Caribbean, I see places that looks exactly like where I'm living in Jamaica.
Right.
And I see people just the same. So it's just God's people living on God's earth.
Right.
And that is just it. So wherever the music takes me, I'll probably be in Jamaica, where if somebody send a rhythm from way overseas, it is no different. I treat the music with care, and I give it my all just the same.
Yes.
Because I do music for the world and not for myself. not even for just Jamaica as a little place, because Jamaica is very small.
Yeah.
But I hope when I sing, it always reach the world, because the world needs good music.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because I wouldn't say it's always the case with a lot of artists from the island. You know, they might be mindful of the people right in front of them and not really mindful of the wider the globe.
Yeah, that is always the case. Like, trend and what's in and what's hype and what is the talk of the town now and what is hot.
Yes.
But I don't really care about all those things, because there are many other things where you can talk about in the world. I can basically look on that chair and turn a chair in a song.
Right,
and
right.
Describe something about the chair and link it probably to a girl. Just like how Conscience and Dario did the song there, and them did Sidong.
Yes.
And they describe about a chair and all that, and them they link it to a girl, and it was crafty.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? So there are a lot of different things to talk about. Otherwise, I'm just hype and what's in and at clothes and chain, and because all of that don't really matter.
True.
In a life. All the way I have, it is just being real in a life, because if you're not true to yourself and true to others, all of your wealth and all what you have can't save you.
Yeah.
And if you don't have people around you, if you don't treat people good, and you don't try to live upright, you're not going to have nobody around you. And your wealth can't be a friend to you. Your wealth can't love you, and your wealth can't look after you. It can't even take care of you in your old days, because you probably can pay some people for come and look at you, but it not going to be genuine, like when somebody will take care of you, will truly check for you, would not deal with it.
All right, that's true. But when it comes to the back to the music, you know, when it comes to the conscious and the positive reggae music, it might be in a different place. Well, what am I saying? I'm saying, you know, reggae used to be coming from Jamaica, you know, and Jamaica was the capital for the world, like. And nowadays, it would seem that dancehall is now got its capital in Jamaica, a few other big towns across the world, but I'm wondering where the center for reggae now is. Is it still in Jamaica, or is it somewhere else?
Yeah, reggae never dies in Jamaica. It's just that right now we're trying to put out more effective music, and you know, it is modern times, so most of the youths them will gravitate to the things them will sound nice and crafty away, other than the so it's like just refreshing yourself in music. So we have to find ways of making the youths interested in reggae again, because majority are the listeners in music nowadays is the younger youths.
Yes.
The older people normally go for like the older songs them, and so with them normally know a long time. Most of the elderly don't really listen to most of the dancehall stuff.
True.
At all. So it's more of like a young people thing. So when you see it done, you take, you know, younger.
You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I think it's the weather. Okay. You hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the way you create your music then. So you're taking, you know, it seems to me that you're taking a little bit of what's popular in the dancehall and, you know, bringing some of that or a reference to it into your conscious and positive with a view to keeping the young people interested.
Yeah, because music is a feeling, and you have to really find ways of connecting. Because if so much negative can be connecting with the youth, you have to find ways to bring the balance. And within that, you have to make sure, say, you find ways. So it's not like you're copying nothing where anybody did before or not, but music is a wide variety. And a rhythm normally speaks to you. I don't know how it go for another artist, but as I listen to rhythm, it's like something start jumping out, and right away, the melodies them start come, and then the words them start come into being. So where I reach the youths them? in modern times.
Okay, okay. Well, it's interesting. It's in that order, you know, the rhythm comes first, then the melody comes next, and then the lyrics comes after. And it seems to be working very well for you. You seem to have the knack, and you know, it seems to be a natural thing, an innate thing.
Well, I can say I've grown over the years. I would put it that way instead, I'd say, because when it comes to like the inborn thing, it is more of what Jah has given unto me from birth.
Yeah,
which is a talent to sing, but I think growing, you know, took over the years doing it over and over. I really grown, so I will give it until that and say that it is more of like a growth.
Yes,
in
yes.
Music.
Okay, okay. Well, as I say, I got one more tune at least I want to play. I want to give you the opportunity to mention any links that you want to mention, any dates in the near future that you want to mention, any people that you want to mention. And then I want to talk about Silly Walks.
Okay. All right. Quickly, I want to big up Frankie Music and Team Coalition. Also Nanook Music. I want to big up Penthouse. I want to big up also Diamond Link Production. That is Diamond Cut. They are responsible for Welcome to Jamaica track. Okay. And the video is also on YouTube, so you can check it out too. Welcome to Jamaica. I want to big up City Walks. I want to big up you, Wendy's, all the listeners that took the time out to listen to Torch, you know. And let me see if I can really big up everybody. All right, big up Sanya, where in at the house, them I listen to from Trenchtown. You get what I say? All right, Shav in at the house to himself, big up everybody across the world, because them I listen live also. And my daughter, and that is it
okay,
for now.
Okay. We played a couple of tracks that are going to be coming out in the very near future. How long are you going to wait for the wave to die down?
Well, I'm not going to really wait too long, because September I'm planning to drop the video for Always Alert right after I come back, because I will be flying the 21st of August. I'm going to Indonesia. I'll be staying there for 3 weeks, and in that I'll be doing like a full circle at the whole island. Okay. And then after that, when I come back, is right away working on the video and putting it out. I also have Welcome to Jamaica. It's a very nice song representing my country.
Yeah.
So people can check out that, and the video is out. So that is also a bubbler. And I have many other things. I'm planning to like do my, I have my album out already, but I'm planning to do like a next album. I think I'm gonna call it Singers, because I'll be rounding up like all like my singles out there.
Okay.
And put it together with a couple of some production from Team Coalition, and just works.
Yes.
So I want to thank all my fans again, and all the people, and I want to tell them that I love them all.
Okay, enough respect for that. Indonesia, you're going to Indonesia. You got there before?
Say that again, you broke up a while ago.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm talking about Indonesia. You plan to go there and tour. Have you been there before?
No, I haven't. This will be my first time. But I'm looking to have a great show, because actually it's me. I'm going to be there in concert. It's a 1.5 hour show. I never did, as a matter of fact, I never did a 1.5 hour show. But
wow.
I know that Jah will see me through.
Well,
because
yeah.
A show is more of a performance to me, otherwise than just singing a 45. So I'm going to connect with the people. I'm going to rap with the people, you know, we're going to play some drums, and basically anything will come to mind. We'll just have fun on the stage and pastime and just sing some good music and make people feel good.
Yes, I'm sure it will go down a storm. Lucky for the people in Indonesia, and the rest of the world will come later, I guess.
Well, actually, in next year, I'm coming to Europe. I'll be there for a month from March to April. So anybody who needs to see Torch and say can come check me out. If you have a show date and you want to book me, and you know Torch is available, because I've been waiting all my life to meet and greet with you people and sing for you and have a good time.
Ah, well, that's cool. I'm sure you'll be very welcome this side of the water. And some of the rhythms coming out of Europe that you're using, they're good, no?
Yeah, definitely. I must commend you all in Europe. You're doing a very good job representing for reggae music, waving the flag high and keeping it alive. And may I tell you, some real authentic drums and guitar and rims. Oh, my God. I don't know where them drummy they come from, but them can play the drum good, man.
Good, good, good. Well, in particular, I mentioned the honeypot rhythm, one of the big rhythms for the year so far, and could last to the end. What a rhythm.
Yeah.
Silly Walks Discotheque.
Yeah. I must give thanks to Silly Walks, because I've been treading this road for a long time, and Silly Walks really came and shed a light on my career that has never been done before. They took the time out, they came down, they voiced the music, they went away, they get it properly mixed, and then they came back again to shoot the video. They spent like a week with me in Trenchtown, and they shot the video, and they took it across the next part of the world to Japan and get it properly edited. So it was like a professionally done job.
Right.
It wasn't just like a video that was hooked up and was done. And so it went through many different stages here and there. I think it was Brown Sugar who placed the harmonies, the backing vocals on it.
Okay.
And so and it mixed somewhere different. And it was just all over the place. So it was touched by many different hands. And I think that's what created the magic.
Yes. And did you have a feel that this one is going to go far from when you first voiced it?
Well, actually, I think Jah gave that to me, because I did a couple recordings for Silly Walks before, 6 to be exact.
Okay.
And they was asking me, like, we did like a couple recordings and so on. Which one you feel you want to do again to yourself? Because it gave me a portion to rhythms, and I was like, I feel this one more.
Right.
But at the time, all I had was the chorus when I heard it, play me some good reggae music. And I was like, what am I going to do with that? And I never really even wrote the song until when I went to the studio. So it was more of like a vibes. It's like 15
right.
minutes before I went into the box, I got that song.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was more like an act of faith. So it's amazing to me, and it came out pretty well. It was like a direct speech. You know, when you're chatting the road and you listen to a lot of stuff and you see a lot of things happening, and you would have loved to see a change happening. When it comes to like this jockey playing music, the type of things them were setting on music, and just basically all of that. And reggae music not getting enough played, like many other different music getting played. And it is a rich heritage. We come from Jamaica, where I figure, so we should hold on to and hold it tight and don't let it go. And we'll make it slip in. Because I'm not going to lie to you, you guys over Europe put out some very good reggae music when I listen to it. And I'm like, so why Jamaica act like say it is not huge?
Mm. Well, what can I say? You know, a lot of people want to fight the idea that reggae music is not coming from Jamaica, real reggae music, as they would say, and don't rate the Europeans. But I think they're demonstrating that you have to take them very seriously. You know.
Yeah. Then people love their music, all right? And if people love something in particular and you're going to destroy it, then they're going to have the right to say whatever they want to say, and and share their views and act how they want to act.
Yes.
Because this is like a culture, and you bring with this, and then it is like dying. And so it's rather we take it up and do it for ourselves. And I don't see it as a problem, anybody doing reggae music. It is sharing the rich heritage. Jamaica would always be the birthright of reggae music.
Yep.
But reggae music need to reach the world. Just like how them say gospel need to preach to the four corners of the world, reggae music need to reach the world. And I don't mind if everybody sings some reggae music.
That's right. It's a gift from Jamaica to the world.
Yes, definitely.
We stop, we tell them touch again. Run, go tell your friend. Represent for reggae all across the world. Oh, oh. Well, all right. Enough don't know what they been saying. Others don't know what they been playing. We see the good music they're pounding there. No wonder why so many of our children gonna strike. You play it in the streets, make it flow up in the breeze. And anytime the reggae play, yo, we bring a stress relief, yo. We not promote no criminal nor no thief. Anytime touch blaze if I get yo, we burn up all the beasts. So we tell them, say, play with some good reggae music. We tell them touch again. Run, go tell your friend. Represent for reggae all across the world. Oh, oh. Well, all right. Enough don't know what they been saying. Others don't know what they been playing. We see the good music they're pounding there. No wonder why so many of our children gonna strike. You play it in the streets, make it flow up in the breeze. And anytime the reggae play, yo, we bring a stress relief, yo. We not promote no criminal nor no thief. Anytime touch blaze if I get yo, we burn up all the beasts. So we tell them, say, play with some good reggae music, yeah.
Why, I don't know how much times I have to pull up the tune. Pick up yourself, Torch.
Give thanks.
A massive tune. This one really put your name out there, and everybody knows you around the world through this tune, I reckon. You believe that?
Yeah, because I've been getting a lot of feedbacks. You know, I really respect that people really took the time out to send me mails, link me up on Facebook, drop the comments by YouTube, because probably people might think Torch don't check those little things, but Torch do, because I really do appreciate all that people do for me out there. It's a matter of appreciation, giving love, and getting back love from the people.
Because it seems to me that is the perfect timing for this tune. You know, every week I speak to artists, and you know, there is concern about the way reggae music has been moving over recent years, and this seems to capture that whole issue, that whole sentiment, you know, and the whole attitude that some people have towards reggae music, taking it for a joke or a hustle. You see me?
Yeah, because art. As me tell you earlier on, it was like just talk in my mind. So I never nothing where my bill. If you listen to the words, it say, enough don't know what they been saying. You hear that?
Yeah.
Others don't know what they been playing. It'll go for the disc jockey them.
Yeah.
And the DJs them, the dancehall DJs them will say a lot of things where them know say them nothing I say, and them I say is because true is a living.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what I'm saying.
We see the good music they pan delay. No wonder why so many of our children gonna stray. Because just like what you saying and the world saying, reggae music dying in Jamaica, and people taking it for a hustle. I no wonder why so many of our younger youths, them younger little girls, them and our boys, them gone astray. So I say, play it in the streets, make it float up in the breeze. And then the time when you're in display, it bring us stress relief. Wow. We not promote no criminal, no thief. That is a blunt speech. Yeah. Because in the dance hall, you know them, is the gangster thing and the gun on. all of them type of things and do road and I don't believe in that, because every time you do road and rob a train, so that is somebody else left for cry. Yeah. That is somebody else left lifeless.
Yeah.
All right. So we not promote no criminal, no thief. Anytime touch blaze if I get your whip, burn up all the beasts. We tell them, say, play me some good reggae music, yeah. This some reggae music, yeah. And that is it. And then my second verse, we get more into it. The people them tag get that the ism and the schism and the ism, the looting and the gun lyrics. A man want wall of joy, in a the dance with the woman, yeah. And just squeeze and breast. If it the blind, the deaf, the dumb, we love to have some fun. Feel the tremor in a the bass and we ya beat the kettle jam. Wow, one on, and all we got is love. Represent for reggae music, keep it flying like a dove.
Play me some good reggae music.
Play me some good reggae music, yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Ah, 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 ah. We stop, we tell them touch again. Run, go tell your friend. Represent for reggae all across the world. Oh, oh. Well, all hey. Nuff don't know what they've been saying. Others don't know what they've been playing. We see the good music, they're pandering. No wonder why so many of our children gonna strike. You be play it in the streets, make it flow up in the breeze. And anytime the reggae play, yo, we bring a stress relief, yo. We not promote no criminal nor no thief. Anytime touch blaze if I get yo, we burn up all the beasts. So we tell them, say, play with some good reggae music, yeah.
Sorry, I have to stop it one more time. A thought occurred to me. I don't know if you have the experience as yet, but I expect that you will have the experience not too distant future, where you can get to that part in the tune and just put on your mic.
Well, it's if the people love it, I'll sing it for them. And if they love it just the same, we can do it together.
Right.
They can sing along, because I really create this music for the people. As me say, me hear them cries, and me just put it in a song, and me just sing it, and be very frank about it. So if me there at the show, and me not get to reach the second part, and so we can sing it all night, just help me sing it.
All right. Well, I have to really thank you for spending time with us, and it's not some little while. It's a good hour now, coming up to hour and a half now, where we've been speaking and listening to your tunes. And I, for one, on behalf of everyone, really appreciate that. And I can see there is a sparkling future for Torch, judging by the few tunes you bring under your arm tonight, and judging also by the size of good reggae music. Your name is known across the world, and I really believe this tune make it for you, and you will have people singing it back to you all night anytime you want to draw this tune. So really thank you for being with us. Best of luck in the future, and on behalf of everyone here, you have a good day.
Thank you very much for having me also. And I want to big up reggaespace.com. All right. And I want to big up everybody again that took the time out to listen. I love you all. And big up to the world. I'll keep on giving you good reggae music. Fire Torch to you.
Represent for reggae all across the world. Oh, oh. Well, all head. Nuff don't know what they've been saying. Others don't know what they've been playing. We see the good music they're pandering. No wonder why so many of our children gonna strike. You play it in the streets, make it flow up in the breeze. And anytime the reggae play, yo, we bring a stress relief, yo. We not promote no criminal nor no thief. Anytime touch please if I get yo, we burn up all the beasts. So we tell them, say, play with some good reggae music, yeah. This a reggae music, yeah. Cause we can afford to go losing. This a reggae music, this a reggae music, yeah. Play with some good reggae music, yeah. I said play me conscious reggae music, yeah.
and the schism and the looting and the shooting with them gun lyrics. Hey, a man want hold the joy in a the dance with the woman, yeah, and just squeeze and breast. If it is blind, the deaf, the dumb, them will love to have some fun. Feel the tremor in a the bass when we are beat the kete jam. Oh, hold on, and all we got is love. Represent for reggae music, keep it flying like a dove. Whoa, 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 whoa. Some good reggae music.
Big up to each and everyone sending the positive comments in the shout box. Large up Pam Beck Mendoza sending love and respect to Torch from the United States. Big up yourself, Jacqueline. She really enjoyed the show between myself and Torch as well. Queen Easy sending big ups as well, and many, many more that I can't really see on my screen. So big respects to you, Torch. It's been a great
Thank
evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.